In the pop music culture wars of the 50s, Elvis Presley and Little Richard appalled moms and dads everywhere. And the battles raged on and off for the next 5 decades, through Beatlemania, Woodstock, heavy metal, punk, and most recently, rap. Washington Post music critic David Siegel says rap is in trouble, not because it's losing fans, but because it's losing enemies.
There's hardly any tut-tutting of pop stars these days, although for the nation's designated curmudgeons, there's plenty to tut-tut about. The hottest performer of the year is a former crack dealer named 50 Cent, who sold 4.8 million copies of his debut album, Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
It's 50, a.k.a. Ferrari, F50. Break it down. I got a lot of living to do before I die, and I ain't got time to waste.
With songs like What Up Gangsta and High All the Time, trust me, 50 Cent's music is every bit as violent, pro-drug, and misogynistic as anything rap has produced. And the guy is so keen to highlight his heat-packing past that he wears a Kevlar vest in PR photos. But from the culture critics, little has been heard. No editorials, no harumphing from the floor of Congress. With one exception, which we'll get to, even the right-wing cable shows have left him pretty much alone. The reason? Since the attacks of September 11, our fuddy-duddiest culture critics have been focusing on actual problems, like terrorism and war. And one of the most outspoken virtue mavens, Bill Bennett, has been coping with his own issues. Getting vexed about a rapper with a criminal record and a potty mouth just isn't anyone's priority. This, of course, is terrible news for rap. Pop of nearly every genre is fundamentally about rebellion, and ever since guitars were amplified, it's been the sworn duty of stars to mortify parents. When The Who sang My Generation, they were just making an age-old rock and roll promise. Buy our music, and we vow to frighten every starchy geezer you know.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
With the starchy geezers otherwise occupied, rap just doesn't have as many enemies as it once did, which means it's really feeling the heat. With album sales remaining strong and rappers mainstream enough to star in movies, hip-hop faces a terrifying prospect. It's beginning to seem unthreatened and unthreatening. But those with a vested interest in rap aren't taking this lack of a fight sitting down. The cover story of a recent issue of The Source, Rap's magazine of record, shrieked, "Hip-hop under attack." This attack consists largely of an alleged campaign by New York police to focus Big Brother-like scrutiny on rap shows and rap artists, according to a single and unnamed source. And the magazine rings alarms about Fox TV bully Bill O'Reilly, who indeed is still fulminating against rap. A few months back, he railed at Pepsi because it had hired an obscenity-prone rapper named Ludacris for television ads. When Ludacris was dropped by the company, a group called the Hip Hop Action Summit threatened a boycott of its own, and Pepsi promised to channel $3 million of its charity budget to causes of the summit's choosing. O'Reilly and the summit understand the game. He rants and gets viewers, they rant back and sell albums. It's an excellent game. Well, I miss it anyway, and you'll know there's real peace in the world when we have the luxury to play it again. Meantime, if O'Reilly really wants to ruin hip-hop's party, here's what he should do. Announce on his show that he's loving Ludacris and 50 Cent, and invite the fellas out for dinner and a movie with the missus. Now that would hurt.
David Siegel is a music critic for The Washington Post.